consecutive weeks now we've seen the midfield diamond ditch midway through the second half. Players thrown on, players with the talent. Best player of the season so far in Harrison Dunk, and it's completely changed the game. So surely Sean Derry has got to sit there this evening while he's having his cup of tea and think, it's not quite working. I think we'll ditch that for now. It's something obviously he wants to try, and he thinks he's got the players to be able to do it. But for me, it just doesn't work. It doesn't give United enough prowess going forward. There's too many gaps on either side of the pitch. You need your fullbacks to work their way forward to be able to create anything in the wide areas, and you just leave yourself a little bit too exposed at times and a little bit too narrow when you're attacking. So they look much better, United, when Harrison Dunk came on. They switched it to a 4-3-3 and just threw men forward, and it does leave you sitting here thinking, why didn't they start the game like that? Because this game, for me, could have been dead and buried by half-time.
Let's give some credit, though, where it's due. Will Norris, he's come back to the club. Sean Derry's brought him back and says he feels Norris is the best keeper he has available to him. And I think that was proven this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we spoke at half-time, Peter, you and I, about the two or three really quality saves that Will Norris had made in the opening 20 minutes just to keep United in the game. We saw in the opening 4 minutes of the second half, two saves within 2 minutes from Jake Gray, who played just behind Rakesh Bingham after Ellis Harrison went off injured for Hartlepool. There was a one-on-one, Gray bearing down on goal. You thought, here we go, 1-0 Hartlepool. And he spread himself, made himself big, as every keeper should, and he's palmed the shot away. And likewise, a couple of minutes later, he palmed the ball away to his right when again the ball was threaded through the United back line far too easily for me, and he's kept United in the game at that point. Not a great deal he could have done about the goal that came in the end. He did get a hand on it, but it trickled rather apologetically over the line in the end. But you can't expect your keeper to keep making save after save after save. But for me, this afternoon, he's shown why he's been brought back from Braintree, because he's a real talent in between the sticks.
Benji, aged 9, Will Norris, excellent in goal. A lot better for the U's once Duncan Corr came on. Bad performance, though, other than that. And Benji says Harrison Dunk is his man of the match, despite not starting the game. We've got a lot of criticism, Doug, for Mark Roberts. Scott and Imogen, Roberts doesn't deserve to be in the team, never mind captain. Charlotte says not a great performance from Roberts today. We've got Josh Coulson sitting there. Why do we think Sean Derry doesn't really fancy Coulson for whatever reason? Because we've seen what he can do. He's got more than enough, I think, to compete at League Two level.
I think he's got more than enough, well over 50 appearances at Football League level, and sat on just shy of 300 appearances for United. So a lot of United fans probably sitting there and wondering what he's got to do to get himself a place in the United starting 11 on the bench regularly. But so you do wonder what it takes for him to pull on the United shirt and get himself on the pitch. But United have conceded goals regularly at home this season. It's why they've lost 6 in front of their home fans, and that's something that's been a real struggle for them. If you're looking at centre half pairings, actually I thought Leon Legg was absolutely immense this afternoon. The times that he read the ball well when it came into the area, created things for United, in fact could have a good shout for the assist for the Ben Williamson goal very, very late on. But Mark Roberts is a player that I think, in terms of a captain, he's a decent captain. He's very vociferous, and obviously he has a good influence in the dressing room. But at times, he just looks a little bit off the pace. And you do worry that he dithers just a little bit too much in the ball at times. His passing isn't always the best. So perhaps it is time for Josh Coulson to come into the mix. Sean Derry has been talking for some weeks now about wanting to have a strong squad and no player being in the position where they're comfortable and they always know they're going to get selected. And so perhaps it is time for Josh to come in and show what he's worth. It's a position he's been in for some months now, not pulled on a United shirt. By my reckoning, I haven't got the stats in front of me since beginning of September.
So plenty of people getting in touch, Doug, remarking on Harrison Dunk, Ryan Donaldson, Barry Corr being on the bench, Josie, Robin, Ella make that point. Why have we got those players on the bench? I think Luke saying the same thing. We had someone a little earlier on mention that perhaps Sean Derry doesn't fancy the players he inherited precisely because he inherited them and didn't bring them in. Whatever the reason behind it, it does seem strange when you're playing a team like Hartlepool at home, a side who have really struggled, 3 of your biggest attacking threats. And I know that there are fitness worries around Ryan Donaldson and Barry Corr, but you've got Donaldson, Corr and Dunk all on the bench. Surely if there are fitness worries around them, just start them and take them off if they're starting to struggle.
You know, we've been talking about the injury that Barry Corr is allegedly carrying, the quad injury, but he's been playing through that for, well, I reckon, a good couple of months now. And it's, I'll tell you what, it's a brave move from Sean Derry to drop your top scorer in front of your home fans. 12 goals in 19 starts, I think it is, for Barry Corr. So, say, a really brave move. But Carl Ahern Grant's come in from Charlton. He's got 20 games under his belt at championship level, and Sean Derry obviously feels that he can do a job. He wants to throw him in. He's obviously looked good in training throughout this week. He's looked sharp in training, so he's thinking, well, let's give the lad a go. I think now he'll look at the fact that Barry Corr has come off the bench, helped change the game. Harrison Dunk as well. I mean, we speak about him time and time and time again. I mean, what the right back, what the Hartlepool right back Jordan Richards must have thought when Harrison Dunk climbed off the bench and he was skinned time after time after time. I have no idea, but he was such a potent threat as well. Likewise, Ryan Donaldson, who we know carrying a little bit of an injury, but he played the right-hand channel pretty well. And they've kept knocking at the door. They've kept themselves resilient. They've kept trying to create chances. And in the end, of that, they've got their reward. So I think you'll see next week the diamond ditched. You'll see Harrison Dunk and Barry Corr back in this side.